National MP Maggie Barry has had to publicly apologise to Labour's Ruth Dyson for yelling at her during the voluntary euthanasia debate in Parliament last week. Ms Barry, a vehement opponent of the end-of-life choice bill, was repentant in the House on Tuesday night.
I apologise to the Honourable Ruth Dyson for my actions during the debate and voting on the end-of-life choice bill last Wednesday night. For me, it was a highly emotionally charged situation, and I acknowledge now that I was overzealous in expressing my disappointment with the way things were progressing.
Ms Dyson, who is Assistant Speaker, says she was shocked by Ms Barry's behaviour. She joins us now. Morena.
Morena, and happy Suffrage Day, Corin.
Thank you. You too. Now, thank you. What actually happened in the House? Can you just describe to listeners what went on?
So I accepted a closure motion, which I imagine was the trigger for the Honourable Maggie Barry's frustration because it ended the debate. That means we started voting. I forget the time, perhaps 8:30, something of that order, maybe 9 o'clock. So we started voting, and as I called for the first vote to be taken, Maggie Barry came from her chair, which is maybe 6 seats away from where I was sitting. I was sitting on the floor of the House because it was committee stage, not the Speaker's chair. She basically yelled at me from her chair down to the table about the fact that I had finished the debate and we were now moving to voting. People around were pretty shocked and surprised. I took the call to just carry on and not exacerbate the situation by calling her to account at that particular time. You know, it's one of those referee's calls almost.
You would have had the ability to remove her, though, wouldn't you?
Potentially, and it's a call that, you know, people could debate. But at the time, I decided that it was better to just take a step back and proceed with the debate. She was involved as a teller. She was literally taking the votes of colleagues, and it would have been very disruptive to the whole process to intervene at that time. But I know that she knew how shocked I was and how shocked other members of the House were.
Okay. A lot of people see Parliament, little snippets on TV, and they see people yelling all the time. What was different about this than your normal cut and thrust in the debating chamber?
Yeah, I agree that people believe that we spend most of the time yelling at each other. That's not the case. And actually, I've noticed over the time that I've been in Parliament that the quality of debate and the ability to debate the policy rather than the person has really improved, and that's something we should be proud of. I know that the average punter won't look at Parliament and say, well, that's a high-quality debate. But particularly on emotionally charged issues, conscience votes, we have really got to a point now where there are, you know, I could count on the fingers of one hand the number of speeches in the most recent controversial debates, the end-of-life choice and the abortion debate, where I would say, gosh, that was a speech that I wish you hadn't delivered.
Okay.
People are really stepping up to the mark and debating the issues, and clearly that's not everyone. And on this occasion, the temper was lost.
She lost her temper. We know she feels very passionately about this issue. Did she overstep the mark? Was it bullying, as what Kieran McInulty seemed to be inferring in his letter, which he wrote complaining?
It was totally inappropriate behaviour, and she has unreservedly apologised for that. And in my view, that's been the decision about whether to accept the apology or not is not mine. That's the Speaker to make according to the rules of Parliament, and it's clear he has. If it was up to me in terms of making the judgment, I would accept it as well. She issued an unreserved apology for her behaviour. She knows that it wasn't appropriate, and we should all learn from that. It's human to make a mistake. It's a good thing to acknowledge it and apologise for it and then learn from it.
You've been around politics a long time. You've been through bust-ups in the Labour Party back in the 80s and seen it all, really, haven't you? I mean, where does this compare on the scale?
Oh, I haven't done that rating. And for me, I'm in a new position now. I've only been the Assistant Speaker for a matter of weeks, and her behaviour was particularly inappropriate to a presiding officer. So it's sort of the rules of Parliament are not well understood, or, you know, why would people want to know the rules of Parliament, really? But her behaviour of challenging and yelling and expressing displeasure is not acceptable behaviour.
Sure. So you've accepted the apology and it's time to move on now.
I think we all learn from it. You know, if we look at the debates that we had 30 or 40 years ago in Parliament on contentious issues, the quality of speeches was just disgraceful. Nobody would accept that contribution now. And compare them to the ones that we've had over the last few weeks, I think the standard's really improved. We're not there yet, but I think we're moving in the right direction. It's a good thing.
Ruth Dyson, thank you very much for your time.